God is good all the time. Things are happening. Look what's going on in the world. It's happening. We're in it. Time is short. Amen. I want to welcome anyone here that's the first time here. Welcome. God bless. We really are crazy. We're crazy for Jesus. Amen. We love his presence, and we know we can't do nothing without his presence. And that's what's happening in the world. The world lacks the presence of God. Many believers lack the presence of God. Because it's the presence of God that's the most important thing. That's why Jesus came into this world. What did he bring? His presence. Without his presence, we can do nothing. I don't care how much word you can remember. I don't care how much word you can quote. If you ain't backed by the presence of God, you're throwing seed. You're not using the sword. Amen? Demonic forces know whether you're carrying the presence of God or not. They know whether you know the word. A lot of people know the word. But the Bible says the letter kills, but the spirit brings what? Life. Jesus was the word who came into this realm. The word was manifest. Amen? And he didn't do nothing until the Spirit of God came upon him. So that shows you right then and there that we can't do nothing without the presence of God. Even when he commanded 400 to 500 disciples to wait in the upper room, only 120 of them did. The rest of them went out and started denominations. They missed the presence of God. They missed the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They missed to get that heavenly language so they can speak directly to their Father. What an awesome thing. It's God. He's supernatural. And too many people are still trying to live naturally and not of the unseen realm. See, we got two realities going on here, seen and unseen. Amen? I'm not going to get in all the realities today, so. Revelation 12, verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. And what? War. War. Everyone say war. We are in a war. We're in a war. We've been in this war for centuries and generations. We've been in a war. And people don't realize that we're in a war. And where there's a war, there's a battle. And where there's a battle, there's a fight. Now, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan. He's got lots of names. Who deceives the whole world. Is he still deceiving the whole world? Yes. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. Now, Christ is Jesus. He came. That's not his last name. Jesus Christ is not his last name. Amen? Jesus the Christ, the word Christ means anointed one and his anointing. And the anointing is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. So God manifested his power, his truth. Amen? His presence in the physical realm to overcome the powers of darkness. And verse 11, what does it say? And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he is a what? He knows he's got a short time. Listen, this is a universal war. It's not just happening here. It's happening through all of God's creation and universe. It's happening. And again, where there's wars, there's battles, and where there's battles, there's fights. We are in the final fight. Now, this process, this final fight may take 7 years. But we're in it to the end. We are at a point of no return. You can't quit, give up, no matter what's going on in your life. We're at a point of no return because the powers of darkness are increasing rapidly. But thank God, He who is in us is greater than He is in the world. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We already won this war. But we got to walk it through. But how many know that where there's war, there's casualties? Why are there so many casualties? Because many people are not in position to have victory. They're still playing religion. They're not getting into the Spirit. They don't truly have a true relationship with Him. That's what He desires. He's got to become your dad. He's got to become your best friend. He's got to become your everything. You got to set Him before you no matter what you do. He said, call me and I'll answer you and show you great and many things. Many people are still trying to do things on their own. They don't call on Jesus. Amen. Go to Matthew 24. Welcome to the war. You were born in this war. You had no choice. Matthew 24. Let's start at verse 3. Now Jesus sat on the mountain of Olives. The disciples came to Him privately saying, tell us when these things will be and what will be the end of what the sign of your coming and the end of the age, which is the age of grace. Now remember, grace is not, does not give you a free right to go out and sin and do whatever you want. The word grace means God's plan of escape. You are saved by grace because you are saved by cooperating with God's plan. If you ain't cooperating with God's plan, how can you be saved? Hallelujah. All right, let's go a little further. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one does what? Deceive you. Satan's greatest weapon is deception. Remember, he deceives the whole world. What's he trying to prevent people from doing? Getting into God's presence. If he can prevent people from getting into God's presence, he can deceive them easier. Verse 5. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of war. Are we hearing about that now? See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. Is this happening? Yes. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation. So the beginning of sorrows, then tribulation, then great tribulation. Then it will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. How many old Christians are being slaughtered all over the world? Did you see Trump expose the African president and slaughtering all the people? He came here. He came to get a handout. Thank God that man's anointed. It's amazing how many people hate him. If they hate Trump, they hate Jesus. Because they don't have they're taken captive in their minds. And again, they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be what? Offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Man, do we see that happening? Yeah. Then many false prophets will rise up. Actually, many false media will rise up and deceive many. It's amazing how people are still watching the same stupid stuff and being lied to, and they believe it. Nah, what are they missing? God's presence. God's presence. God's presence. God's presence. And because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be what? Saved. And this gospel, the kingdom, will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. So beginning of sorrows is the beginning of the final fight. And this is almost, the beginning of sorrows is nearly over. We're going to enter tribulation and you won't even know it. See, some seals have been broke already. But tribulation seals have multiple things involved. We are in such a great time right now. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to see what's going on. But we are in the final fight. This is it. It might be 5, 6, 7 years. Who knows? Only God knows the complete end from the beginning. Amen. But we can tell by the signs. We know what's going on. There are signs of the time that's manifesting. And people who do not get it is because they're not filled with the Spirit. I'm telling you, that's about everything. That was Jesus' main desire, was to get people baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We're there. Hebrews 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. Who's he talking about? Jesus. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of all those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may what? Remain. There's a shaking and a quaking going on. We're seeing it. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a what? Consuming fire. If the shaking is causing exposure. The shaking is causing exposure of what? Wickedness. Those who are out of position. Ephesians 6. The shaking is also exposing your enemies. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, please. Finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not your own. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, many people don't even know about the full armor of God. Why do you need the full armor of God? So you can defeat the trickery of the enemy. We need to be dressed with heaven. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Hello? But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. We are combating fallen angels, demons, offsprings of Satan's kingdom. We are battling. They're not seeable, but when you're spirit with the fear spirit, you can tell, you can sense, and God will open your eyes to even see them. Man, I used to see demons on people's backs. In fact, one came out of me when I got visitation from the Lord. It's, you know, that should be a sport of the kingdom of God, casting out devils. First, we need to get them out of ourselves. Just look in the mirror and find out what's in there. If you, something starts winking at you, cast it out. Hallelujah. But we do not fight flesh and blood. Does everybody understand that? That's why we, therefore, he says, verse 13, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil days. And having done to all to stand, in other words, so you can combat, you can resist the influence of the powers of darkness. Last days of evilness. Why? Because we're in a final fight until Jesus comes. Our responsibility here in this ministry is to raise up third-dimensional warriors. That's what it's about. It don't matter if you've been addicted. It doesn't matter how you got here. It doesn't matter what's happened in your life. God brought you here to be raised up as a third-dimensional warrior and prepare forerunner of his return. Now, we got to learn, or we what? Burn. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Let's speak it, please. Therefore, my son, be what? Strong in the grace, which is God's plan, that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to who? Faithful men or women who are able to teach others. We're to be raised up as teachers. You therefore must endure hardship as a what? Good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the warfares or affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlists him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he's not crowned unless he competes according to the what? Rules, the guidelines of the kingdom. A hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say. May the Lord give you understanding in all things. Wow. We are soldiers of warfare in the spirit. We are eternal soldiers in a warfare in the unseen realm. That's manifesting in the physical realm. Everything is being influenced from what you don't see. That's where influence. Well, why did you do that? We have a teaching called Who Told You That? And the purpose of it is to make reality that your voice, that voice in you, is not always you. It's just a speaker in you. But you got to determine what comes out of that speaker. You got to ask what comes out of that speaker. Is that of God? Just think about people in jealousy and rage and murder. Children being raped and molested. I mean, it's terrible. Who told them that? God didn't tell them to do that. They got influenced by a demon. And then they got possessed by them to do it over and over and over. We are not fighting flesh and blood. What do you think addiction is? You know, the word drug means pharmakia, which means black magic, witchcraft, and sorcery. This ain't no joke, let me tell you. This is serious. We are not only in warfare, but we're in chemical warfare. We're in education warfare because they're trying to doctrinate instead of educate. We're in media warfare, knowledge warfare. There's a constant warfare no matter where you go. Currency warfare, trade warfare. But God's turning things around. He's turning things around so that these last final years can rescue many souls. Remember, he says he desires no one to be lost. He said to me one day, he says, I'm going to magnify my body. I'm going to magnify my body so the world sees my body before they see me. But they'll see me in the body. So the body's going to be magnified, and this is what we're getting ready to step into. But one of the ways the body will be magnified is by the warfare of the body. It's got to drive the powers of darkness back to the pit. That's our responsibility now. Hallelujah. You know, there's no victory without a fight. You got to fight, but you got to fight spiritually. Physical fights don't work. Even though sometimes you'd like to slap the hell of someone and make room for heaven. But it don't work that way. You got to cast the hell out of them and then make room for heaven. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3, please. For though we walk in the physical realm or the flesh, we do not war according to the physical realm or the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical or carnal, but they're what? Mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Now, a stronghold is a memory lie. Amen? Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Well, where are the arguments at? Your mind. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So again, who told you that? Are you examining? Are you looking at what's speaking to you? How are you feeling? I usually ask people how you feel because I don't really care. It's not about a feeling. We're blessed and highly favored. We should be joyful. Amen? No matter what. If you claim to be a Christian and you're miserable, go in your closet until you get joy again. And don't tell nobody you know Jesus. Amen? Again, we are in the final fight. This is the final fight. We're in it. Could be, like I said, it could be years. But this is it. We got to fight till it's over. You got to fight to the end. You got to stand strong in the power of the Lord and not your own. You got to constantly deny yourself. Pick up the cross and follow. You know, it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what crumbles around you. It's you and him. It's you and him. You're not fighting for your life anymore. You're fighting for his life on this earth. Amen. Oh, happy days. Weapons from eternal kingdom. It's the unseen reality, which we must make it real. It's our responsibility. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are what? Hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Wow. Power of God to overcome hard pressed. Not losing heart, but maintain final fight attitude. We must maintain a final fight attitude. Amen? All the way to the end. Ephesians 4, in verse 11. And Jesus himself gave some to be what? Apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For what? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body, till we all come to a unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a what? Perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be wimps. Children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and demons, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up. Everyone say, grow up. In all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies and according to the effect of working by which every part does its share. This is what you got to ask. Are you doing your share? Causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. The world is ignorant of the spiritual fight taking many people captives. They're ignorant of it. They don't know. They're still fighting among one another. Look at all these false religions that they're proclaiming God is telling them to behead people and kill people. That ain't God, that's a devil. God came to bring peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a what? A sword. A sword. That's the sword of the Spirit. Amen. He came to bring the what? The sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Now, when you pull a cross out of the ground, what does it turn into? A sword. Does everybody get it? In other words, you can't fight. You can't follow without a fight. It's impossible. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. That's simple enough, self-explanatory. Amen. He came to bring a sword to fight to the end. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 46. This is the battle between David, King David, and Goliath. And remember, David was anointed. 1 Samuel 17, verse 46. Now, that battle is still going on, isn't it? Where the Davids and the Goliaths are still out there. In verse 46, this is what David said to Goliath. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. See, that's what we're saying in all of these blue places and democratics and so forth and demonic forces that are being used. This day the Lord will deliver you into our hands and will strike you and take your head from you. Now, again, taking the head doesn't mean we're going out and cutting people's heads off or anything. It's about removing the carnal, removing the false doctrine, removing the lies and strongholds from individuals' minds and bringing truth to them. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hands today. See, if God be with you, who can be against you? This is the Lord establishing all this. The Lord is with us. Amen. He goes before us as a consuming fire. He snares our enemies in our nets while we escape safely. But we have a responsibility to spiritually warfare. That's what that prayer booklet is for. Spiritual warfare. We must fight in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Final fight. Fight to the end. We're in it. If you're not in a battle, you become a casualty. Remember, there's the war, there's battles, and there's fights. Galatians 6, 7. Do not be what? Deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, he will also what? Reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow what? Weary while fighting, while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we don't lose heart. That's why it's important to fellowship. Forsake not to assemble. Get in God's presence and worship together. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. Don't grow weary. Keep fighting. You know, God has established, put something in me years ago. And I maintain it every single day. I do a spiritual warfare for about an hour and a half every morning, no matter where I am, no matter where I go. It's the same prayers except for the strategic areas where I'm calling destructive fire down on the powers of darkness, principalities, wickedness in heavenly places. I do not stop. I don't care if I'm sick, no matter what. It's coming out of my mouth because there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And the angels wait for us every morning to warfare so they can go. They're waiting on us. Some of them are still up there playing chess, waiting on us. Hallelujah. Maybe dominoes, I don't know. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Little children, let no one do what? Deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might. Now, I want to share some. Might means God's requiring our cooperation with him. That he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, we know that he dismantled him. He took away his authority. But is he still operating? Well, then that means that you and I have a part to continue to destroy his works. Amen? Whoever has been born of God does not sin. For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is a message that you'd heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, who murdered his brother. Why does it say he was of the wicked one? Because he was an offspring of the serpent. And that's a whole other teaching. You go to Eternal Library and find out. Amen? And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Okay. We are responsible for carrying the fight as a body all the way to the end. We don't fight flesh and blood. Whatever the influence is coming from somewhere else. Amen. And I'm going to close at 1 Peter chapter 4 in verse 7. Let's speak it. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as a good steward of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. And that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever and ever. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, and you're not the only one. But rejoice in to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when he is glorified, when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Now their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or evildoer or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time is come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and it begins with us first. What will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous are one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him, and doing good as a faithful creator. Again, my brothers and sisters, we are in the final fight. Things are closing in quickly. We are watching the powers of darkness be shaken. And you must ask yourself, what is my part? And if you haven't learned, you need to learn. Because if you don't learn, you'll get burned. God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Learning is putting it into practice, too. There's a lot of people that have head knowledge, but they're not putting it into practice. Putting into practice. Victory. Amen? Listen. You are a sign and wonder to the world. But you can't be a sign and wonder if you're losing all the battles. That's not a very good sign and wonder, is it? If you're always walking around beat up, if you're not overcoming, that's not a sign and wonder. Make sure you take dominion over your tongue. If your tongue has dominion over you, you got a problem. Let your yeses be yes, your noes be noes. And fight. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't go. Don't let your feelings tell you what to do. We all get tired. It's amazing how many people are out washing their cars today when instead of being in fellowship. All their idols. Does God love him? Yes. Does it grieve his heart? Yes. Because other things have taken his place. Never let anything take the place of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed that you've called us for this purpose and time to be end time warriors for your glory in this fight. Lord, give us the endurance. I pray, seal the word that's been imparted. Let it grow and bear fruit for your glory in each and every one of us. And prepare us for communion in these last days in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.